Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Total Sales Podcast. My name is Sam. Today I'm joined by Jed. Say hello, Jed.
Hello, mate.
Just a quick look over today's games, and we're going to preview a game that you're actually going to tomorrow. Forest and Arsenal, you're away tomorrow, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm taking off a new ground tomorrow.
A new ground. Doing a bit of ground hopping. I don't know how you keep up with these hobbies, mate. And do you know, in fact, do you know what it is? You don't have a baby. If you had a baby, yeah, you had my son to look after you. You wouldn't have energy exactly for everything you do.
That is exactly what it is, mate. Literally, no baby. My missus doesn't mind me being out of the house for the weekend.
So she enjoys it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's completely fine.
Right. Before we get to that, we'll do a quick scan over today's results. Leicester put in a good show against Manchester City at home, defeated by the De Bruyne sort of worldy free kick.
It's beautiful.
It's one of those. It's just hit so sweet that it hits the post and kind of goes in, and it's just.
I mean,
not for the keeper. Yeah, Danny Ward.
Danny Ward had no chance for that.
No, I'm not giving him any shit for that. That's,
no, I don't think any keeper would have kept that out, to be honest. Great strike.
So that would be disappointing for Leicester. They did have chances as well, but it seemed to really squander them.
Mm.
Really, really squander them. City, well, I don't think we're at their best today. De Bruyne was excellent, but that's the standard. Alvarez, the youngster, right? I mean, it's big shoes to fill. It's big shoes to fill. He's getting a start, I think.
Yeah.
I think it comes with an extra pressure, right? Because Haaland isn't even included in the matchday squad. So he's getting an opportunity and Haaland's just been rested, it's the pressure of Haaland's not on the bench, you need to come on and perform. And he wasn't that good. He probably wasn't to the standard you'd expect a Manchester City forward to be at, because all the forwards at Manchester City are just so very good. Even the ones that don't play that often, you know, your Riyad Mahrez and stuff like that probably gets in, you know, most teams in the Premier League, you know, struggles for starts. And this Man City side. One thing that surprised me was no Phil Foden today. He was excellent when he came on. But obviously, I just don't think he had enough time to influence the game. And he was playing out of position as well. He was playing right through the middle. But still, you know, a few good touches and
stuff
like that. Yeah. I think Leicester would have been broken down if it was Foden with somewhere on that side. You know, if they'd went for maybe Grealish through the middle, like they used to try really early on in the season. Don't know if you remember that, do you?
I don't know. I think like today, like you said, it was always going to be more difficult without Haaland. And he's put a lot of faith in Alvarez, but Alvarez is still quite young.
He's a youngster. He's big shoes. Well, you say that. I think he's the same age as Haaland.
Well, he might be, but he's young in terms of experience that he's got in the first team. Like it's a lot less. So
nice.
You wouldn't have high expectations of him. No. Certainly not on the level of Erling Haaland anyway.
Certainly not. It's a bit like Trent was considered a senior player at Liverpool at 21 years old, and he was like at the press talk,
exactly.
Like, yeah, we've got some really good youngsters coming through and stuff like that. Like, you're fucking 21, mate. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter if you won the Champions League, the FA Cup and fucking Premier League, you know, all before your fucking 22nd or 23rd birthday, even whatever it was. I think he did perform. You can't criticise Alvarez too much. Obviously, he's not had a whole lot of football. He's not coming into this game sharp. and there's pressure on him as well. But I thought Leicester were kind of good. I mean, it wasn't too long ago we were talking about, you know, Brendan Rodgers getting the old sack.
Yeah, they seem to have turned a bit of a corner at the moment, which is disappointing for me as a Coventry City fan.
I was going to say that.
I mean,
to your disgust.
Yeah, exactly. There's still time for things to go wrong again.
Right, but moving on to our next result, Newcastle 4, Aston Villa 0. No Billy Boy on the podcast.
Just the other day, he was talking about Unai Emery's influence. It wasn't going to be straightforward for Newcastle, blah, 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 blah. And the result was pretty straightforward for Newcastle.
Yeah, yeah. As straightforward as it can be. Yeah, not many good performances. I'm looking at the statistics for it here on my left. Because I didn't watch this match. I watched Chelsea-Brighton, which was a pretty decent watch. Really enjoyed that. But I'm looking over here right now, and the only player that looks as if he can maybe hold his head up is Martinez. But I think he went off early with a head injury, and Olsen came on. That kind of helped. But from looking here, Callum Wilson looks to have had an excellent game. Miguel Almiron as well, just scoring for fun. I think he's just carbon copying these goals. It's like on the right side, cut in, on the left, whip it into the top bins.
They've really found a groove at the minute, haven't they, Newcastle? They look good.
They're so good.
Callum Wilson is showing that when he stays fit, he's lethal. And he's got better players around him now than he's probably had, you know, at any point.
Got a service,
in his Newcastle career. Yeah, he's got the service, like you say. Almiron looks a different player.
I'll ask you a question here, Jake. This is the best service he's ever had in his career.
No, I think the combination of Callum Wilson and Leon Clark up front for Coventry City a few years ago was pretty decent.
I don't believe you.
Frank Musso and Carl Baker on either side. You know, he scored an absolute hatful of goals that season. I think.
How many is a hatful?
I don't know. He got about 20 goals or something. Yeah, he was class, but
show so much of a tourist fan I am. Yeah, just like anything outside the Premier League doesn't exist in my memory.
I wouldn't expect you to know anything about Callum Wilson's time at Cov, to be honest.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I think at the minute that Newcastle side is excellent, really. And you know, I think it's credit to Eddie Howe more than anything, because yes, they've got the money and yes, they've spent to buy players, but money doesn't buy you results. You know, it's the coaching that does.
Listen, they've not spent disgusting money yet.
No, exactly, not yet.
Disgusting level of money, right? We're not going to get into the topic of where the money comes from. We've talked about that before on this podcast. I'm just talking about, as a Premier League club, they have not like breached that. For me, they've not breached that crazy. When Chelsea started spending on Jose, or like, you know, Sinatra's always getting the next player.
I think they've done what Man City did when they got the money. Initially, they just gone out and bought a couple of big signings, and then eventually, obviously, I think that when they start getting nearer the top of the league, they will spend bigger again. But so far, you know, what they've done is just improved the squad. And it's really worked for them, hasn't it? Like, you look at the additions that they've made, like Nick Pope. Yeah, like, it's been a great signing.
So many clever signings at this Newcastle side.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Joe Billick was always going to be a great signing. I know he wasn't. I don't know if Joe Billick came before or after the takeover, but he was it. Either way.
He was on loan, I think. And then.
Yeah, like, yeah. Either way, superb signing. Trippier, an easy one to do. You get a Jordy, you get him back. Here's Jordy, isn't he? Trippier, I'm making saying that.
He's from like Manchester way, I think.
Dan Byrne is what I'm thinking of. Dan Byrne to Jordy.
Yeah. Dan Byrne and Trippier, quite, you know, similar looking guys.
Both fullbacks, mate. No, Dan Byrne is what I was going to say. I was going to say the point, Gianna Jordy and Dan Byrne, and then getting a good leader in Trippier, and obviously who's good, a dead ball specialist, which is important in any Premier League side. I think every Premier League side needs like a dead ball specialist. I mean, you look how well it's affecting Fulham, see the fact that they've got Andres Pereira, who's just great with a dead ball.
Yeah.
I mean, how many goals he got from that this season? How many points are directly
exactly,
from, you know, Andres Pereira influence the pitch? Aye, this was
exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what went wrong from a Villa perspective. Obviously, without Billy's input, we're not going to really get that. But
yeah, it's funny how Billy's not turned up to the podcast.
Rome wasn't built in a day, was it? I think he'd probably say, you know, like it's a yes. It's
Amazing,
he's
had that.
Emery hasn't had time to start coaching the way he wants him to play yet.
He's not even there, I don't think, yet, is he? No, he's not. He's not arrived yet. He's not arrived yet.
Is he not there? I thought he was already there.
No, Aaron Danks played today.
Well, that'll be the excuse then, won't it? So the Brentford game, I think, was just a fluke.
Yeah, I mean, still, he should be getting turned over 4-0. You know, I don't think there's any excuse you can get being turned over 4-0. Anyway, I'm sure Billy Boy will be disappointed. We'll get his reaction probably tomorrow or something. But he's had a night to let it sit. If he does get any sleep, that is. Bournemouth took a 2-0 lead. And again, I didn't watch this game. Bournemouth took a 2-0 lead and Tottenham came back and won it 3-2.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I can't believe
they went 2-0.
Kicking the balls at it.
It was late as well, wasn't it? 92nd minute winner. It was Bentancur.
From a corner, I think. I caught the end of it, I think.
You'd be gutted if you were Bournemouth fan. I mean, imagine being 2-0 up against Spurs just after half time as well. They must have thought that they were cruising. But credit to Spurs for coming back.
Six changes from Spurs, though.
Let's do something. They've been on a bit of a poor run, haven't they?
I'm not sure Ollie skips the answer, though.
New things like that.
I just don't see Oliver skip as the answer. of course. How gutted if you Kiefer Moore, you know, finally get a brace, you know, get a brace in a league against Spurs at home. Must feel amazing.
He's still got the brace, yeah. They may have lost the game, but he's still got the goals.
If you go 2-0 ahead, you can't have any good feelings after that game. I don't think Kiefer Moore's fucking in the dressing room like, "Whoa, fucking match, hey boys." You know? How good was that? You little shit. That was fucking amazing.
He'll have been strolling out there tonight, like, right.
Out of the shower.
I am the dog's bollocks. Top dog, Kiefer.
No, I think he's got to be disappointed there. Brighton, Chelsea, a game I did watch, I can offer a wee bit more in.
This is a crazy result, by the way. Absolutely
just,
crazy.
Brighton were just so good. They're just so good. Trossard in particular, just put in. He doesn't look like the Trossard that I was watching maybe a few years ago.
He was
just, this season he's just hit another level. In this game he was like, there was nothing sort of like, he's having like, good individual moments. He was just excellent back to front, you know, constantly creating things, constantly being a threat, just all over the pitch, you know. I just think he's just so good. He's just so good. Chelsea kind of looked... Well, actually, in the opening 5 minutes, I watched Thiago Silva do two goal line clearances. And then the goal came shortly after. So obviously Chelsea were playing a very dangerous game. Cucurella looked to struggle again, really, really struggling with his form, isn't he? I think he got hooked again. What time.
Graham Potter must be absolutely in tears after that. No, I'm sure he'll probably come out and say, yeah, he's really happy for Brighton. Yeah, I think they played really well, and that
must be
absolutely gutted to have gone back there so soon after leaving as well and been absolutely turned over. I don't think that they've actually have they not even won a game under the new manager yet, Brighton.
And the Premier League.
Yeah, I'm sure that they haven't actually won a game yet until today. I think they've only lost and drawn because they've had a couple of difficult games since he came in.
They beat Aston Villa, didn't they? Or was that under... Well, they beat Salzburg on the 25th, but that was obviously a Champions League winner. But Tibbs are...
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Chelsea, sir. I'm talking about Brighton.
Oh, Brighton.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, is this their first win then?
I think that's their first win since...
Oh, do you know what? It will sure be, it actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. What a way to get it against your ex-gaffer, you know?
it's like it was written in the script.
Yeah. Yeah, I've all written the stars in it. I mean, Chelsea look to be without quite a lot of... I think it's just Chalobah in particular was pretty poor. Cucurella was pretty poor. And then in between them, you've got like 37, 38. You know, Thiago Silva.
God knows how old he is now, yeah. He's
still so good. He was absolutely excellent. He's 38 years old. So if you're putting a back three and two...
Yeah, the man's going to be
performing, and the other one's 30 years old.
Look, he's going to be he'll be playing in Soccer Aid in a couple of years' time. But what's he doing at the in the back of it? The Champions League side's fucking centre. What's he
the
doing?
The linchpin, mate. Yeah. He's played a game as well, man. He's like, how many games has Silva got this season?
He's captain, isn't he, so?
He's 10. He's 10. Aye, 10 appearances in the Premier League, 4 in the Champions League already this season. So he's playing. He's getting minutes.
Am I wrong? Or are they playing? Do they have a back three? I'm just looking at their team today, Chelsea. Was it a back three?
Yeah, it looked to be like a back three. It's over the middle, Chalobah.
I think that's maybe why Cucurella's probably not playing very well, because he's more of a wing back, isn't he?
Yeah, 100%. He's closer to a winger than he is a wing back, man. Like, it's shocking at centre back. He doesn't know what he's letting do, and Brighton exploited it so well, you know?
Yeah, well, they'll know what his strengths and weaknesses are, definitely. Can't handle Danny Welbeck, clearly.
But Danny Welbeck didn't actually play, I don't think.
Oh, we still can't handle him anyway.
Oh, I think he'd have scored if he was in, you know? What a disaster that would have been. No, Brighton were excellent. Chelsea were... It's one of the days where you've caught one of the teams like just on their game and the other team Yeah. Absolutely nowhere near it.
Yeah,
consolation goal for Kai Havertz, but
that's the beauty of the Premier League, isn't it? Like you get these days.
Yes,
yeah. It's on paper. You know, you're expecting Chelsea to go there and win, and they get absolutely turned over. But just because they've been beaten by a better side on the day.
Yeah. Brentford and Wolves drew to my despair and I had Tony on my fantasy team as well. It didn't work out.
Did you see? Diego Costa got sent off for a headbutt.
I've seen the headbutt. Yeah, I've seen it on Twitter. It's classic. It's so Diego Costa. I think he's just like, oh, I'm not going anywhere on this Wolves side. And you know what? I may as well just give the people what they want. You know,
I mean, that's give all the, he's here for, isn't it?
Give the fans what they've paid to see, what they've paid for their Sky Sports subscription, what they've paid to get into the stadium. Give them their money's worth. Like, whack. I don't even know why he's done it.
It wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't ever play for them again. He just picks
it didn't
up
even
his
look as if there was any malice. I mean, I only saw it in a short clip. I mean, it didn't look as if there was any malice. It looked just as if, like, there was a centre back marking Diego Costa. And Costa just decides out of nowhere to fucking headbutt him.
How dare you? How dare you mark me?
Do you know what?
Imagine having the audacity to mark me.
That would teach you. Palace went and beat Southampton. Brilliant. No Zaha goal, unfortunately, but he did do a wonderful pass through to, I think it was, young Tyreek Mitchell. That did set up the goal for Odson Edouard. Saints again, but does that leave Saints in the table? I worry for Southampton. Only one win in the last six games.
They're 16th at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, and about relegation form there.
Yeah, so
that Leeds are four losses at the bounce, and they've got Liverpool tonight.
Yeah, well, it's not like nothing's set in stone at this point of the season, and it doesn't seem to be like anyone's getting like cut adrift yet. Like
no,
Forest the bottom on 9 points,
but they could still reach out of relegation within.
Yeah,
a game.
They're 3 points off Villa, who are 15th. So like, it's still tight
down there. Oh, dear me, Manchester City currently sit top of the league as well. That puts a bit of pressure on Arsenal and perform to bottom.
Yeah, if Arsenal win tomorrow, they go back on top, I think so. Should be interesting, that game.
Where are you? Are you Emirates or are you Forest Ground?
No, it's the Emirates. Yeah, the Emirates. I've been to Forest years ago, so I don't need to tick that one off. But yeah, I've never been to the Emirates, so looking forward to it. Should be good. I'm hoping for a Jesus hat trick because I need some fantasy points. So.
I've got Salah captain.
And a Saliba clean sheet as well.
Yeah, I need a Ben White clean sheet. I need a Martinelli like three assists. And I need fucking Gabriel Jesus to bag a hat to rescue me this week. I just don't see it happening. I've got this feeling that because City sit at the top of the league and all the pressure's on Arsenal to go and win this game so they can stay up there, and Forrest playing without a bit of pressure, they'll have a bit of confidence coming off, obviously.
I don't think Forest go away and win. I think if it was at the City Ground, you might see an upset because Forest do seem to be better at home than they are away.
And the Emirates has, from what all accounts, I think you picked the right time to go to the Emirates. Apparently, people say this is the best atmosphere since like Wenger days.
I think that Forest just go and enjoy your day out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they'll be expecting anything. They'll be over the moon with a point if they can get one. So, realistically, look, Arsenal are playing some very good football, aren't they? So, I don't think Forest are really going to be much opposition, unfortunately for them. But you never know. You know, we could see an upset. They did beat Liverpool after all. So, who knows? But I'm looking forward to it anyway. Should be good.
Bring plenty of cash all over for you, mate. I think it's like 20 quid a hot dog in there or something.
I don't know if I'll be going for a hot dog. I'm sure they've got a Greg's somewhere in London that I can go to.
Get yourself a loan out or something, mate. Get yourself a payday loan out. Get yourself a bottle. No, enjoy, mate. Enjoy. I'll catch up tomorrow. After you get back, you can tell us how it is, or next time you're on even. But I think that's going to do us for today. It's just a quick preview of the results so far and a preview for your trip tomorrow, Jerry Pye. Thank you very much for joining me.
Always a pleasure, mate.
And thank you very much for the listeners. Please like and subscribe, leave a positive review if you can. Thank you very much for downloading the show. It really does help. And we've noticed a huge upturn in downloads this week, which we're extremely positive about. We really do appreciate that. So until tomorrow, Jerry Pye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.